Music right there from Honeyblood. That one's called Bud. And Honeyblood is one of the artists featured in the latest edition of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And as we do when there's a new issue out, we've got the editor, Dave Obenauer, in the house. Welcome back, Dave.
Thanks, Julia.
Very happy to have you here, and happy that there's a new issue out on the newsstands, if you will. Tell me about this issue. I know we're going to talk about a lot of things, but let's start right off and let's talk about the cover artist.
Sure. This is a. It was actually a bit of a hang-up on whether we'd want to do this or not. It's the second Rhymesayer artist we've got on the cover in a row, which felt a little, but I don't know. They were both so good that we just really couldn't deny it. And I won't keep the tension running any longer. The artist is Atmosphere, famed hip hop duo from there in Minneapolis. We were really thrilled to get him on the cover. Really, really cool, interesting story by one of our writers, Kyle Eustace. And we got to talk with both Ant and Slug for it, which is cool.
And you said this is sort of the second in an unintentional sort of series of covers. What did you guys find compelling about Atmosphere to want to make them your cover artist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Atmosphere definitely has got a storied history, and they're well respected. But this was an interesting album from them. Like, hip hop, and I'm gonna wax poetically about this as
Sure.
a white kid who grew up on a tree farm. But hip hop, it's in an interesting place where it's still sort of a younger art form, and it's interesting to watch it grow up as the MCs grow up, and just. On this album, they're rapping about balancing being a dad, being a performer, being all of these things. And it's still interesting in hip hop because it's do you want to talk about this? Like, how does it all work? Because there's a lot of braggadocio in a lot of it too. So how do you incorporate being a father? So it's just interesting. I think in a lot of the indie hip hop crowd gives you a lot more room to explore that sort of thing. And definitely one of the artists out there on the forefront of that, I would say, is Atmosphere.
Well, let's take a listen to a track from Atmosphere, and we'll probably take a listen to another track from another one of the artists. Come back, talk some more about them. We've got a lot of music to share with you all tonight. So let's get right to it. Here's Atmosphere, the cover artist on the latest edition of Ghetto Blaster magazine. And we're gonna be talking with editor Dave Obenauer for a good portion of tonight about some new music, about what's been catching their ears, and some of the things that they've been hip to in this latest issue. So here is Atmosphere.
Somebody she could take care of. And right then is where we paired up. Pull a chair up and make a space for yourself. You should taste what I felt. It's probable that those on the bottom gonna hold you accountable. It's lonely at the top and it's also hostile. Everybody got their own course full of obstacles. Don't let your heart grow cold like a popsicle. She says she wants someone to treat her as an equal. And right then we started speeding towards Reno. Burning rubber in a burgundy regal. Fly like a dove, then dive like an eagle. I'm a 70 deuce, that year was a classic. Buzz got loose, and we here trying to catch it. She said that she was unimpressed. That's when I stood up and did the Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Put your hands in the air like you really
she needed a place to feel free. And right then we started building a team, trying to make a better perfect, a little purpose. The only thing for certain is the sleep disturbance. But ever since people started measuring time, we've been looking for an easy way to settle our mind. Take a load off, or take your clothes off, or shut your eyes and roll straight for the roadblock. She say she needed something that she could blame, and right then is when I offered my name. It's the only thing I got that'll always remain, so I'ma share it with you so you can complain too. She say she wanna find a cure for death. I know she meant that in the purest sense, but when I finally die, put on your Sunday best and throw your hands in the sky like Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands up like you give a damn and put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up, put 'em up. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You need to prove nothing to me. Time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe. You need to prove nothing to me. The time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe.
Disciples sing a whole new testament. I run away and see the same face. I know that my fate is sealed. She said, I wanna know the truth if I'm the only one. I turn around and lie to her in the morning sun. But every seed I plant poorly is gonna reap an empty field. What's real? I've been blind and wasted in all different places, racing towards something new. It don't matter where you face it, all the roads lead back to you. I've been rolled like a boulder into a soldier, stood on his shoulders too. I'm
burned and wasted in all different places, racing towards something new. It don't matter where you face it, all the roads lead back to you. I've been rolled like a boulder into a soldier, stood on his shoulders.
Cold.
That was music right there from Kellis. Her album is called Food, and that was Friday Fish Fry. Before that, we had Pigeon John from Encino Man, and we had Atmosphere doing a track called Kanye West. The linkage between those is that they're all artists that are featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. As we do when there's a new issue, the editor, Dave Obenauer, stops by, shares some music with us, shares some stories about some of the artists, what they've learned, all of that good stuff. So we've got to talk about this Kellis song, Dave. I was surprised to see that you were bringing me a Kellis track. For listeners who might be wondering, where do I know that name from? Well, there was a pop song, I want to say circa maybe 2000. Is that
sure?
Yeah, 2001, I would say. And it was called Milkshake, and it was very, very, you know, it was very well known at the time. People still kind of reference it, all kinds of pop culture references associated with that song. But what we just heard was a very big departure from that. So tell me a little bit about what you learned in covering Kellis' new album.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's a big stylistic change, and a lot of that comes along with Dave Sitek from TV on the Radio actually did the production for the whole album. So, you know, with him involved, it's going to be a little something different. It's funny. Actually, while we were listening to that, I'm very neurotic, and I've listened to Kellis' new album probably at least, I don't know, six times still. But there was a part of me, because I got that MP3 sent to me from the publicist today, making sure we had a radio edit and everything. And I was like, this is a Kellis song, right? I'm not going to look stupid. And it's like, no, it is. And it's a very large departure from her. The other thing that's cool, just besides stylistically, this definitely goes into a lot of Kellis' background. She grew up and her father was a jazz musician and her mother was a professional cook. And that's a huge influence, like from the name. This song was called Friday Fish Fry. Even when she went down to South by Southwest this year, she had her own food truck where you're trying out some of the recipes she did. She's got a reality food TV. Like, it's this whole different side that, like, we'd all kind of written off as this, like, pop one-hit wonder. But it's cool. Like, it definitely shows you the depth that somebody can offer, and to not be so flippant about it no matter what the first introduction to it may be.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to say that when I first heard Milkshake years ago, I never would have thought I'd be standing here in a radio studio anyway, but I never would have thought that we would be playing Kellis in this context, you know, and hearing a song that's got nods to some classic soul, some funk and things like that. So you're absolutely right. It does bring about a very good point about, you know, not always writing off these artists instantaneously.
The other end of the spectrum, which kind of, I was very embarrassed about this. I almost wrote this under a pen name because the only review that I've actually got in this issue is I reviewed the new Kylie Minogue album.
Ah.
And she has not reinvented herself all that much, but yeah, I still like it. At least the second half of that album was great. I almost just gave up after the first three or four tracks, but luckily I kind of powered through, and it is what it is. So
there's something to be said for something a little poppy sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, before the Kellis, we heard Pigeon John. Tell me a little bit about that album. I was really liking that one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another interesting case, like Atmosphere. Pigeon John's been at this for about two decades now, Los Angeles MC. But it's just interesting. I mean, like, he's growing up, and as he's growing up, his songs are becoming more mature. They're becoming more about more adult things. He's always been kind of a more interesting, more playful MC. But yeah, I mean, you can definitely tell, like, he's being open and personal with it. So it's just another interesting kind of look into the evolution of hip-hop for a person and just as a genre in general. So
And in talking about, you know, sort of evolutions of sound and sort of watching musicians mature, this next set of music that we're going to listen to is all kind of artists that people may recognize from other bands, some older rock and roll guys and things like that.
Sure. This is the crotchety old white guy stuff that's more down my alley, or at least more in my wheelhouse. But the three artists we've got featured are Survival Knife, which are some of the members of Unwound. We've got Off, which is members of Burning Brides and Black Flags. And we've got Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, who did an acoustic album. And I think he had one of my favorite quotes from the issue, where he said, "A lot of people have been complaining about this, saying that it just sounds like the Melvins, but with guitars or acoustic guitars." And he's like, "Yeah, well, I'm the Melvins, so what did you think it was going to sound like?" Which I appreciate. So, yeah.
That is funny sometimes when you have these artists who are so of their bands, like, you know, kind of the difference between Bright Eyes and Conor Oberst, you know, like there's not that
it sounds
much.
Too much like, well, yeah, you know, Robert Pollard is guided by voice as well. Yeah. There were, you know, other people, but I could do an hour long talk about that.
About guided by voices.
No need to go down that rabbit hole. But they are in this issue, and Tobin Sprout talks about Dayton in a way that will make you cry. It's just beautiful. He gives a really cool and touching What's on Deck, which is basically where we're just asking people to say the things they are that they're digging on currently, and it's very multi-generational. I can't highly recommend reading that enough.
Nice. Very nice. Well, let's take a listen to the Buzz Osborne track. This is new music from Buzz Osborne. You may know him from the Melvins. And if you like the Melvins, this may sound kind of in that same vein. And we're going to hear a few other tracks, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine here on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Music right there from Survival Knife. That one's called Fail Runner, and it's from Loose Power, their latest album. And we are talking to the editor of Ghetto Blaster magazine, Dave Obenauer. Every once in a while, when they've got a new issue out, he comes to the studio and brings us all kinds of new musical goodies and hips us to some of the things he and his writers have been covering and listening to. And that was a great bunch of music back there. I liked all three of those tracks. Kind of a nice, you could definitely tell kind of the old rock, almost a punk influence, you know, that sort of underlying garage punk influence to all of those.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I was sitting yesterday on the couch listening to music. My wife was cooking dinner, I think. And we were listening to a new thrill jockey band called Holy Sons. But again, it's same sort of like, you know, very, you know, nodding to the 90s sound. But also you could tell that these guys had a deeper record collection. And there was something about just that. And also some of the artists were considering putting in the next issue. It's just like, yeah, I'm a 30-year-old. These are very 30-year-old, like, sorts of musical tastes.
Well, I have to ask you, in talking about that 90s influence, because I feel like I don't know if it's just the sort of age of the music itself and sort of that cyclical nature of styles, or if it's just that my ears are more attuned to it because it's the music that I really came up with. But I'm hearing a lot of like 90s alt influence coming back into the music that's being made now. Are you feeling the same way? Or
Yeah, I would definitely say it, but it's interesting to see, like, I don't know if it's really ever left though. I mean, when
that's
you think
true.
Of like bands like the Strokes, they had bits of that, and then Enemy and all their the blank bands that got hyped for a long time. There was a bit of it, though. It got a little more garagey and rambunctious, and then it went off its own way. I don't, but also it seems like a lot of those 90s bands are coming back,
that's
too.
True.
Like, I mean, you looked at, you know, that's, you know, members of Unwound, and then you've got members of Black Flag and Circle Jerk, and just all these bands that are coming back, and I like it. I mean, the funny thing is I've missed a lot of this the first go round because, you know, I say I'm 30, but I'm 31, so I'm not that old. And I did grow up on a tree farm, so we didn't get too much stuff out there. A lot of it has been like later revelations. So, but it's cool. Like, I enjoy it. It's so much of a lot of the modern rock, it seems, comes, I don't know if there's a way to say this without sounding pretentious, but it seems like it comes so packaged. Like, there's so much glitz involved. I remember the height of it when I was writing for Filter magazine, and I got sent this LA band, and they had their picture taken with a lynx. And it's like, oh,
like
my gosh, come on. And they're wearing, you know, jackets and stuff. And it's just like, oh, you just want to see like some scuzzy people who had a picture taken in front of a wall with a bunch of like, you know, Sharpie stuff scrawled all over it and markers. Like, I just want that. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
And see, people always criticize the 80s hair metal bands for that. But there was a lot of that in the late 90s, like early 2000s, too.
Yeah.
That same sort of
look. Yeah, it's always there. And it's those stupid cities like, you know, New York and LA. They're like, this is cool. That's not cool.
Well, in talking about cities and tastemakers, I think our next group, they're all Ohio bands.
That's
all,
right.
Yes.
I didn't even mean to do that segue.
That was perfect.
That's perfect. Let's draw attention to it and make it not perfect. Anyway, it's three Ohio bands. I was thrilled to get in this one. It was a last-minute sort of feature, but I got to talk with Bim Thomas and his solo project, Obnox. You might know him. He's also the drummer from This Moment in Black History and also plays drums on the Bass Holes, and his other band, Puffy Areolas, do stuff too. But Obnox, it's an incredible record, and he just throws it off with such casualness, but it's just effortlessly good. And it's the first record he's done in a proper studio. He went to Music Hall, is that how it's pronounced out there in Columbus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he did it there, which is nice because it's a lot of that stuff is really scuzzy. It's great music, but it's scuzzy too. And you can tell, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to get this necessarily because you got to wade through, like, you got to put on boots to get through this distortion.
Yeah.
So it was cool to get him into the studio and get a little more clean sound that I think more people will be able to appreciate. We've also got West Virginia White, and I got to see them at the Nelsonville Music Festival, the best music festival out there. But West Virginia White is this great new Columbus band, very heavy influences from Velvet Underground. But the track I picked didn't have it because I like some of their stuff where they go off more on their own. And I think you could see that in the live show, though. The singer had his leg broken and was just on a wheelchair the whole time.
Wow.
And then the final one is Cloud Nothings, which is an awesome band up in Cleveland. And it's just, you know, taking some of that punk sound, some of that rock sound, but constantly evolving with it. And they've been a fun one to watch, too.
Well, let's take a listen to that trio, all Ohio bands. We're going to start off with West Virginia White, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.
We'll be right back. it starts right now. There's the way I was before. But I can't recall how I was those days anymore. I'm learning how to be here and nowhere else. How to focus on what I can do myself. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine, fine. I'm not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. Not telling you all I'm going through. I feel fine. And leaving all the memories, what we did when we were young. And now you could just leave me.
That was music from Cloud Nothings. That one was called I'm Not Part of Me. Before that, we heard Obnox with Raindrops, and we had West Virginia White back there as well with Ford Mustang. Those are all Ohio artists, hometown, not so much town, but home state artists that are featured in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. Editor Dave Obenauer is in the house, and we're talking about all of the new things that he and his writers discovered while putting together this issue. And And as we were kind of chatting during the break, you know, it's not just music. You've got some other stuff happening. What's some of the non-music stuff that you guys touched on this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely majority of music, but we try to touch on some other stuff too. One of the things that I was really excited we were able to get in, I'm not sure if you're familiar from Netflix catching up, but are you a Trailer Park Boys fan at all?
I gotta admit my guilty thing. I don't do Netflix.
Oh, all
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so no, I do not know Trailer Park Boys, but tell me about it.
Trailer Park Boys is an amazing Canadian series that was kind of rescued from obscurity with Netflix. It was on, some Canadian access cable channel, and just basically takes place in a trailer park. And it's the three misadventures of a group of friends that grow dope and race model trains and just all sorts of ridiculous thing. And it's great. It's great. It's something that has benefited from Netflix. And they've done a series of movies since the series has ended and since they've got this resurgence of interest. And we were able to interview the director of that, which was just a cool insight. We also have – this is fun, too. I'm a bit of a comic book nerd. We've got an interview with Colin Bunn, who's handling the new Magneto series for Marvel. But it's just fun to see. I mean, you're so used to reading these comic books where there's the good guy, where there's the Superman. You know, sometimes Batman does questionable stuff, and you know, but Magneto is definitely out there doing a bunch of questionable stuff. But it's just interesting to see how he handles that. The different stories that come along with that. It's not too far in, but it's also surprising to see. This is the first dedicated series that Magneto's ever had,
right?
Which
yeah.
you'd think a character as big as that would have had a series before now. But anyway, Colin Bunn's doing a great job on
See,
that.
Now you're talking my language here. I don't know Netflix, but I do know comic books, so
that's not a bad problem to have. Let's see what else. We've got Chris Gethard, who you may know if you're a podcast nerd too. He's a comedian. He does Improv for Humans a lot. He's been on a few Comedy Bang Bangs, I believe. New Jersey comedian. He's got an album coming out. I believe it's on Don Giovanni, which, oh man, there are like three New Jersey labels that kind of get muddled together in my head. But I want to say Don Giovanni does Screaming Females, along with some others. But he's cool. He's been playing with some different bands out there on the road. And then everyone's favorite, Adventure Time, we've got a feature on the new card game that's come out. It's actually based on one of the episodes. They had a card war, and we talked with the game's designers and just about our shared nerdery and also just, you know, how they tried to incorporate as many elements as they could from this cartoon and put it into a real life game. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're going to get back into the music here in a minute, but as you do, you very generously brought a couple of issues along that we can offer up to our listeners. Do we want to decide on some caller numbers here? What do you think? Colors
2, 4, and 6.
2, 4, and 6. All right. Colors 2, 4, and 6 at 937-769-1998 will win copies of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster that covers all of this stuff we've been talking about, all of the music and all of the other stuff. That's 937-769-1998. Colors 2, 4, and 6. And what are we going to hear next?
Well, we're going to hear a track from Man Forever. And this is going to be a 10-minute percussion marathon.
I like
but
it.
This guy has played Dayton twice with his Man Forever project, put on some of the most incredible concerts that I've ever seen. So he's definitely earned it, and I think we should give him that our attention for this.
All right, let's take a listen to that. And that's 937-769-1998. Colors 2, 4, and 6 will win copies of the new issue of Ghetto Blaster.
Thank you.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we had some winners weighing in for their copies of Ghetto Blaster magazine, and we've got the editor, Dave, in the house. And give us a little bit of background on that track. You gave us a little bit, but that was awesome. Remind folks of who that was.
Sure. Man Forever, you might know him from his primary band, Oneida, I'm not sure. but he's just remarkable. I think he's released two projects as Man Forever, and he's done a couple other different projects too, like People from the North. But as far as this project, it's basically just kind of exploring percussion, seeing all the different tones you can get from it. And I think he worked with, let's say it was a Latin group called So Percussion on this one, for this album. And when he goes out on tour, like when he's played here in Dayton, he's played with some of the dudes from Harakan, as well as some other local performers. But it's, I don't know, I feel like so much of this stuff could easily become pretentious. But listening to that, I don't get that vibe at all. It's just very, I don't know, it seems more exploratory and just enjoyable. I don't know. I don't have to strain to listen to that or stroke my non-existent beard while I consider it. I don't know. I've always appreciated it. And the fact that, I mean, he plays markets like Dayton and he'll go out there. You know, he's not just doing Chicago, New York, Austin, you know, these sort of artsier cities. He's bringing it out there to people. And I don't know. I've just always appreciated it.
Now, the one thing I always ask you anytime you come in is, tell me about the one that got away. tell me about the artist or the album that you either, you know, didn't get to hear until right after the issue was sent to print, or it just didn't work out. But what's the one this time? Because I know there's always got to be one.
Obnox and actually West Virginia White almost became that, but I was able to finagle those before the wire. The one that got away, and I was debating whether I'd say it or not, but I don't think the publicist is going to listen to this anyway. We kind of got big leagued by the Both's publicist, which is Ted Leo and Amy Mann. And I don't hold that against either of those artists because they didn't even know, I'm sure. And I don't hold it against the publicist either. They were getting them on, you know, I think Jimmy Fallon or that other guy. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Some late night show. But anyway, they're off doing things and they're getting press and that's great for them. But I would have liked, we've done some Ted Leo covers in the past. We're also big Amy Mann fans. So the pairing of them is great and the album is just remarkable too. Would have been nice to get an interview. Just didn't end up working out for whatever reason. But yeah, that was the one that got away this time.
Well, let's take a listen to that one, and we'll come back with one more track. And let's take a listen to the Both. This is their latest single, and it's called Milwaukee.
sound of the bell. You can tell it's a new piece burning inside of myself. It's a new piece burning inside of myself. It's a new piece burning inside of myself. It's a new piece burning inside of myself.
Was the Both doing Milwaukee. You may know them individually as Amy Mann and Ted Leo, and that was the one that got away for Dave.
I feel like we should have like a sound clip or something.
I know. We need a little theme song for that one. We'll work on that for
or
next
like a
time.
Splash sound effect, yeah. For a fish. Like, darn it!
We'll work on that for next issue. We've been chatting with Dave Obenauer. He is the editor of Ghetto Blaster magazine, and every once in a while when there's a new issue out, he comes by the studio, brings a whole bunch of new music and shares it with us, tells us about what he and his writers have been listening to and covering for the new issue. And we're gonna round things out with one more song, Dave?
Sure, unless we want to play Laser Wolf too afterwards.
Yeah, let's play Laser Wolf.
All right,
okay,
cool.
Okay.
With a name like Laser Wolf.
Yeah, let's do it. So we'll start off with Little Dragon. Give us a little rundown of that.
Yeah, Little Dragon's a really cool group. They're from Sweden, and I don't know. It's a nice kind of encapsulation of all the weird things that Ghetto Blaster covers too. I feel like they're a group that is equally interesting to hip hop, pop, and electronic. Fans, just a really interesting sound. They do a lot of different things, and people get excited about it, and I hope all those things ring true for us too.
Well, we'll take a listen to that one, and then we'll take a listen to a new one from Laser Wolf. And Dave, thank you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Here is Little Dragon, and you can check out all of these artists in the latest issue of Ghetto Blaster magazine. We've got links up to their Facebook and their website on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio.
Also, locally, you can pick them up. I'm actually going to, as soon as I leave here, meet up with Joshua Castleberry, give him a few copies for Toxic Beauty and as well as Omega Music, and I will be dropping some off at Ghostlight as soon as I can get there after work.
Excellent, excellent. So pick it up. Check out their website as well. They've got really great web content happening there all the time, and connect with them on Facebook. All the links at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Dave, thanks again.
Thank you.